Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. NaturalChoice.net and the Natural Choice Network directories have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, even though school's out for summer, I thought it would be a good time to talk about school and alternative opportunities for children to learn and discover their unique talents and gifts, which so often get overlooked in standardized primary school education. And with me today from Eastside Community School here in Bellevue is Ivan Gorney, Chief School Administrator, who has extensive training and experience in the education sector, both public and private. Welcome to the show, Ivan.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Also joining us is Britt Urquiza. Is that right?
Pretty close.
Close enough. Who teaches middle school grades at Eastside Community School and has been teaching at Waldorf schools for 15 years. And Eastside Community School is affiliated with Waldorf, correct?
That's right.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Ivan, to start things off, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and the Eastside Community School and how you guys kind of go beyond what standard teaching is and really do touch on the points we talked about, discovering unique talents and gifts.
All right. I was trained as a public school teacher, graduate of Pacific Lutheran University, after a couple of years in middle school myself, so it's fun to watch Britt teach. It reminds me of what I used to do.
Yeah.
I went into higher education, spent most of my career doing that. You're right, both in private and public education. Yeah. But it's just a delight to be able to do what I'm doing now with such, this is the most unique educational thing I've ever seen.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of freedom in it because I know my sister's a teacher too, and her complaint, and most of the public school teachers I know, they're so frustrated at how limited the curriculum is, and it's not their fault.
Well, limited behavior too. My wife used to substitute teach, and she was once told if a child hugs you, just go stiff.
Oh.
We don't do that at Eastside Community School. We hug back.
Oh, good. And you encourage hugging, I hope.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Britt, as a teacher, what attracted you to this type of a learning environment that's kind of more open and inclusive?
Well, there's a threefold nature to a Waldorf school.
Okay.
And if you think about children always at the center, our students always at the center, then we also have the teachers and staff outside of that, and then, of course, the larger community, the parents and family members that are supporting this. And I think in all three of those aspects, I was inspired because to see an education system that's able to put children so solidly at the center to meet those individuals
and
instead
each
of
children.
Each child, not a you know, prescribed curriculum set by the state with testing to prove that it's been taught, but to focus on those individuals. And then as a teacher to know you're working very closely with families and we stay with our same children in the grade school. So in the early childhood, there's a teacher that will teach preschool for a couple of years and a kindergarten teacher who will keep the same kids for a couple of years, and they're mixed-aged groups.
Mm-hmm.
In the grade school, the idea is to have one teacher that starts in first grade and ideally takes them all the way through eighth.
Wow.
Now, life happens, and it doesn't always work out that way, but imagine having a teacher that knows you so well, has worked with your parents through the hard times, the good times, and can plan a curriculum over the summer specifically to see you grow in the areas you need to the following year. It's a spectacular opportunity. And as a teacher, I would not want to teach the same thing year in and year out. I would probably go crazy.
Exactly.
And if I'm excited and enthusiastic, they're going to learn. So
absolutely.
To get to learn something new each year, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I know it's something else that's really unique about the Eastside Community School because I drive by it or walk by it every day. It's in my neighborhood.
Wonderful.
And next to all the parks that I go to between Kelsey Park and Wilburton. So, you know, other than the beautiful setting you're already in, tell us about how you utilize being so close to those parks. Because I know sometimes I'm walking through and I'll see these darling little log cabins made out of sticks and little you know, fairy houses. And it just reminds me of when I was a kid and how much fun I had being creative. And you actually learn building skills, right?
That's right. So it's different within each age range. So, but in the early childhood, those children, even the 3 and 4 year old preschoolers, are walking through the woods daily, rain, snow, sunshine, whatever it is, they're out there in the elements. They spend time lying on their backs, looking up at the leaves. they find the bunnies and they hide so they don't disturb them. But they're getting so much exercise and time out in nature every single day.
Well, and they know that just not only the oxygen is good for kids being in nature, but it relaxes them. You know, they learn better and they actually see a lot of even geometry and, you know, certain principles in nature demonstrates all the time. And they kind of intrinsically get that. And so things make sense, like spatial relationship, and they're finding more and more studies on that. Have you, you know, what would you like to add to that?
Well, I would say that also there's a healthy respect for the natural world that they then develop by walking those same paths, seeing the changes day in and day out in the seasons, and having respect for what's happening around them, and then being able to bring that back even when they're in the classroom to be loving the world around them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll be right back with Ivan and Britt to share meaningful ways to inspire passion, creativity, and compassion in young students right after these messages. Reserve your space now to see Tom Palladino in person at a free presentation on scalar energy, along with a presentation by Dr. June Semiju on quantum medicine. That's Monday, July 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. or Tuesday, July 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ames Center and Cocoon Floats for Natural Healing in Bellevue, Factoria. Call now, 425-289-0188. That's 425-289-0188 to reserve your space now. And call soon, because space is limited, or go to naturalchoice.net for more details about the event.
You know, kids are captivated and entertained as they learn about basic health topics from Sammy the Centipede children's books. Sammy the Centipede is the colorful main character in a series of children's books reviewed and chosen by health professionals as an engaging tool to help educate their young patients. Parents love the way that information is explained on a child's level, and kids love the bright colors and engaging pictures of Sammy and his friends as they go to the chiropractor, the dentist, the market, or just to get fit. A captivating way to develop a positive relationship with their health, their healthcare professionals, and reading. Staying healthy and educated is easy and fun with Sammy the Centipede books, preschool to second grade, available at Amazon.com or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Sammy the Centipede.
Do you want a physician who takes the time to uncover the cause of your disease and treats you like an individual instead of just a patient? We understand. At Integrative Family Natural Health Clinic, our team and Dr. Jody Berg care about you. We combine Western medicine with naturopathic medicine, Oriental medicine, nutrition, and counseling to treat your mind, body, and spirit as a whole. We specialize in family medicine, women's health, pediatrics, and integrative counseling. To find out more about our practice, call 425-258-2325 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, integrative family natural health.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Kathy Murphy, Singing Bowl sound therapist, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm back with Ivan Gorney and Britt Urquiza from Eastside Community School in Bellevue, which is a Waldorf school, talking about early education and how to encourage the space and opportunities for children to develop and thrive academically, socially, and personally, which I think, you know, as we alluded to in the earlier half, there's not always that opportunity in public schools. So, Ivan, we were talking about the learning opportunities found in nature, too. Or is there other things that you'd like to add which kind of make your school unique?
Sure. I think the one element or a couple of elements about the natural theme is that it really teaches children to observe. And our early child teachers do not add value to that. They if a child says, "I see a tree in the pond," we don't explain that it's a reflection. We say, "Oh, really? Well, think about that." And we've done a couple of workshops in something called Sensible Science. And that whole method of observing and no value, no evaluation, let the students observe and watch, and then don't come back till the next day. And then when they've thought about it overnight, then you start a discussion and then lead them to where they take it with their own imagination and thinking instead of trying to impose some other theory or the teacher's view of it. So it's just a great way to start, and it's so interesting to see that in early childhood, but see those same methods take place all through the eight grades.
Yeah, because you have represent so many ages, I'm imagining that it changes how those principles kind of, how you relate to them. And even in that observation and taking time and pause and coming back to it, that probably really helps with social skills and teaching that as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And I would say that one way that that sort of observation continues in the middle school, and a piece of our mission statement I'd love to say, says that we educate children to think clearly and feel deeply. And so when we get to sciences, real practical sciences in the upper grades, we want to continue those observation skills without telling them what they're learning. So instead of having textbooks, they're learning from demonstrations or activities that the teacher presents in front of them, and they see something happen, and they're asked to be silent and observe as closely as they possibly can. And then we clean it up, put it away, they go home for the day, and they sleep on it that night, and they're working through. We know that much happens in our sleep, and they come back the next day, and they're starting to develop ideas about what they think happened. And it's coming out of their experience, not because I told them what they were looking for. And that creates something that stays with them forever.
I wish we all had that.
That's
a good lesson for all of us, actually. And the critical thinking that develops from that type of a system, I think, is so, so important. And especially as competitive as it is now, just getting into college, when we're even just talking about the academics, when someone comes through a program like this and they know how to critical think, it's not just about test taking and score keeping. They tend to do better, you know, once they get out of school as well. And so it really is a good life preparation. Would you like to add to that, Ivan?
Well, it's so important. I think one of the reasons I was probably attracted to the Waldorf movement and the method is because I went into higher education because I was interested in developing the whole person and worked in the student services element of that. And so we talked a lot about, you know, not just student success, but students being centered and developing a sense of self and a strength and an ability, you know, to, in a convincing way, explain what they've learned and what they believe. And, you know, it's an inquiry method. It's not just, here are the facts, memorize them, we'll expect you to regurgitate it tomorrow. What we ask them to do is to think about it and then say, well, what did you learn? Why is that important? Where do we go with this? What do we do next? It's just so much, there's so much more depth.
Yeah, that's right. And that one size fits all system that so many people are kind of stuck in, especially for parents, you know, that don't really have a choice to, you know, take their kids to an alternative school. What are some things that you could recommend that they can do over the summer to kind of help, you know, introduce and encourage some of these principles on their own? Because especially one size doesn't fit all. And, you know, if you just have your one child, you could create an opportunity to see what maybe has been overlooked in the, you know, standard education.
Absolutely. Well, I think one thing that parents can always do is answer questions with more questions and not just give an answer for something that a child is working on, but instead start helping them observe more and working through their own questioning so that they can have a stronger feeling themselves instead of just being told. In this day and age right now, especially with technology and media, we can get answers so quickly, and we can get to facts before we've ever stopped to just take in our own experience. So any opportunity to get outside and then keep promoting those questions and that inquisitive nature so that we have curious young people in our world.
Yeah, what would you like to say about the effects of technology on children? Because I know that's such a challenge. And sometimes just getting them away from the technology and outdoors, like you say, to interact with nature, they don't go back that quickly to their technology. I think they prefer it once they're given the opportunity.
That's true. When they've had that break, almost everyone will acknowledge that there was something freeing for them. We do have a media policy where we just ask, we don't enforce it anyway, but we ask that parents not have any or provide any media, any shows, any cell phone use on the evenings during the school week. And we really believe that because we are feeding those children such rich food during our lessons, that if they have the time to go into their sleep with that, they'll be able to come to deeper thoughts themselves. But if that's interrupted by bright images and storylines that are moving so quickly, then it takes up some of the space.
Yeah. And also, what type of kind of cues can you maybe tell people about to look for as far as what is their children's learning styles? Because sometimes, I know that's a pretty tough question, but sometimes are there any indications sometimes when some people, they don't get it as fast, but it sinks in deeper Where me, I would get things really, really quick and be able to answer them right away. And then the next day it's gone.
Right. So I think just, again, being observant, even as parents, to get to know your child and watch them through a process, mm-hmm. and not interrupt it too much, but to see really how they're approaching a problem, how they're working through it, and where they're at on the other side. And once you've seen them go through all of that, then you might find ways that when they're having a challenge or they're wanting to learn about something, that you can provide situations for them. I think in a Waldorf school, we're all about creating situations and environments for learning, not trying to teach them, but trying to give them a landscape in which they can learn.
Yeah, and interact. And I was going to say my kind of short-term, my short-term intelligence, for me, once something was experiential, that's when I would remember everything, and then it would just be innate. And even like with directions, and that's another thing that concerns me sometimes now with Google and people not using their brains that much to remember numbers. And, you know, what do they do if they don't even know how to read a map? And that always concerns me sometimes, because people could get very, very seriously lost. But once you're experienced and you're paying attention, you're observing, then you remember, oh, I know that landmark, I'm going the right way. And then you never forget it. But if you're not paying attention, you do forget. So I think that experiential part that you've been, you know, talking about this whole time is really, really key to learning and sustaining and to develop critical thinking and memory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I also think it's kind of interesting how, when I was looking at your website and studying for this a little bit, how you address purpose and service, because I think that's so important for young kids to be exposed to.
Well, I think that everything that we do in the classroom is purposeful. I like the word intention. And mm-hmm. teachers are putting intention into every activity that we do. We don't have mindless worksheets for busy work. We're not trying to fill time. We're trying to help grow curiosity. So there is a lot of purpose that goes into the activities that we create, but we're also always looking into the world and trying to help the children make relationships to themselves and other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And that you touched on the social piece. We do a lot of social work in the classroom. And just like you have a teacher for many years, you have the same classmates.
Yeah.
And there's going to be moments of strife and moments of joy. And they don't get to run from them.
It's not all lollipops and rainbows.
It's not.
Neither is life.
And so often, again, in this day and age, things happen quickly. And you can avoid people if you want to. But to be in a situation where you're going to work through this and you're going to learn this person so well that you can honor their strengths and weaknesses, mm-hmm. and recognize your own and develop lifelong friendships through that process and learn how to work with someone that's not like you and maybe isn't your favorite person, but you learn how to work together. That is a life skill that is so often left out of our schools these days.
Yeah, observation and allowance versus reaction and judgment. Yeah, very, very much so. Ivan, I know, looking at kind of how you're kind of grooming these kids too, to be, you know, compassionate as well as to educate them, that really does add towards a positive society. And I think it's really cool that that's part of your mission. Would you like to expand on that a little bit?
Well, absolutely. Part of our mission is that they're going to be, I don't have the exact words. I've only been with the school for a year. I haven't memorized everything. But it is so strong in terms of making them a citizen of the world and helping them to contribute, not just participate, not just enjoy, but add value to the world in so many ways. You know, socially, environmentally, diversity, all the things that we try to teach.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be running the world one day, so it is important that they're taught a little better than apparently we were. Well, we'll be right back with some closing thoughts from Ivan and Britt as soon as we return, so please stay tuned.
Are you considering natural childbirth and wondering whether that is right for you and your family? The Birthing Inn can help you with your choices. The Birthing Inn is Tacoma's only freestanding birth center. Since 1998, we have helped families welcome new babies in an intimate, gentle, and cozy surrounding. We are a family-centered facility which strives to give families the best start possible. The Birthing Inn is where families are born. We welcome you to stop by and see our beautiful birth center for yourself. Give us a call today at 253-761-8939 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Birthing In.
What is the easiest way to say you care? care about our planet, our health, our community, and our future. Support sustainability by supporting our business partners. Let them know that you appreciate their commitment to building a healthy place, both physically and emotionally, for generations to come. Say you found them on the Natural Choice Directory or heard them on the Natural Choice Network radio program.
Create balance between your career and lifestyle. Start with the Northwest Academy for the Healing Arts today. Our flexible class schedule is designed to fit your needs. Choose between a 7 and 9 month weekday program or a 12 month weekend program. To find out more about Seattle's most personalized massage program, call the Northwest Academy for the Healing Arts today, 206-932-5950, or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Northwest Academy.
Your beautiful smile is priceless. It's an indication of your well-being and has great impact on your health, self-esteem, and professional lives. The good news is that you can have a beautiful, strong, and healthy smile too with the help of Dr. Tom Lee and Modern Dental Medicine. Dr. Lee specializes in cosmetic, restorative, and implant dentistry. He offers metal-free natural aesthetic dentistry, digital x-ray, and non-surgical perio treatment. To find out more about how you can get your beautiful smile, call 425-226-2100 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Tom Lee.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Diana Chapman with PCC Natural Markets, and you're listening to the Natural Choice Network at Alternative Talk 1150.
So, Ivan, what would you like to leave our listeners with today and things they can think about over the summer with their children?
Well, first, I'd like to thank PCC for working with us with script cards because they supported our school from our parents buying those cards and shopping there. So we appreciate that. What I would just say is, we teach discernment, and we teach people how to think that way. They're, when they adapt to the world, they're going to be able to make contributions and think creatively through problems and solve things and relate to people in ways that, funny story about my cousin. You talk about, and Britt mentioned the ability to work with students, and the issues don't just go away. Mm-hmm. My cousin was in my mother's third grade class, and to his horror, the next year he walked in, and there she was again in fourth grade. So that bodes well for us as well as what the kids learn in a long period of time with the same group and the same teacher. The other thing I'd say is we're a family of singers, and we sing every day. Our kids take string classes, starting in the third grade, fourth grade. So music is an absolute wonderful part of the day. And if you're involved in Waldorf, you sing.
Yeah, well, the right brain, left brain is so important, they say, and that's left out of so many public schools now. And so even if the kids pick up a musical instrument or a harmonica or just work that other side of the brain as much as possible over the summer. So, Britt, what would you like to add to that?
Well, I believe that if any one of us thought back to our own education and thought of a memory, a strong memory, it would probably be because of a sense experience that we had.
Absolutely.
And we know today that children will hold on to information if they have had a full sensory experience. And a lot of people confuse Waldorf as an art school, but it's not art for art's sake. It's to create those lasting memories through sense experiences, whether it's visual arts or music, as Ivan mentioned, mm-hmm. something lasting that puts it into movement in their day that can then be something they hold on to for the rest of their lives.
Well, even with holidays, they say it's not the presents they remember, it's the traditions and the experiences and that sort of thing. And it sounds like you provide a lot of opportunities for that to happen. And the continuity is a really neat thing, too. And even having different age kids in the same classroom, because people have different learning styles and some are faster and slower at other things. How do you find that is beneficial?
Well, as you mentioned, when you experience something, it stays with you better. You learn it.
Yeah.
And when you have a classroom of a rich variety of skills and learning styles and ages, they're teaching each other. They're putting into action the things that they're learning. And that, again, is going to stay with them. And the other children who are getting that from their peers love it. And so you have just a really...
And what you're exposed to, and I know just even growing up with lots of older brothers and sisters too, especially for the younger ones when they're kind of rotating through, it's like, wow, this is kind of cool. I'm getting, I get to hang out with the big kids. And then The Vera kids, you know, can relate because they were there too. And so they seem to be a little, you know, quite nice to them. I know that you have a website that you can send people to, and I know you have tours. Are you having any tours over the summer, or do they start early, you know, towards the end of
the website is just the school name, eastsidecommunityschool.org. We mm-hmm. invite people to check us out. We do tours during the summer, but not as often as normal. So if anyone wants to, they can just call the school's number at 425-598-2914, and we'll arrange for a tour at a time that will suit them better.
Okay. And your website?
Again, eastsidecommunityschool.org.
eastsidecommunityschool.org. Okay. And any other last-minute things you'd like to say before we close?
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, our pleasure.
It's a wonderful community. We hope some people will come and join us.
Yeah, well, as I say, and you definitely have a gorgeous location, and I definitely know my summers were filled with, you know, playing in the water and the rain. And one thing I really love, and to me it was a testament for your school, because some of those cute little fairy houses that the dogs would knock them over, and the next day they'd be up again. And
Perseverance.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. You can also just keyword search natural the community school or Waldorf at naturalchoice.net, and an archive of today's show will also have their information. And remember, naturalchoice.net is also a great resource for valuable information to help you make the best choices for you, your family, and your community. So check it out. Well, thanks again for joining me again, Ivan.
Thank you.
And Britt.
Thank you so much.
And thanks, a big, big thanks for our listeners for choosing to join in too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively, our experiences create our community. So online, on print, and on air. Thank you for making the natural choice.